Now, one of the legacies of the outbreak of Ebola in the three worst affected countries has been that thousands of young girls fell pregnant. This is certainly the case in Sierra Leone, and the authorities wouldn't allow these girls to return to school, saying they were a negative influence. While human rights organisations, among them Amnesty International, criticised the government for shutting the girls out. But one organisation has taken some of them in to teach them. So how have they coped with the stigma and isolation they've been forced to experience? Our reporter in Freetown, Umaru Fofana, has been to meet some of the girls.
This is not a pediatric ward, rather a classroom for mostly teenage mothers. Many of them have to bring their babies along because their families have shunned them, society stigmatizes them, and the government has ostracized them. When schools reopened exactly 1 year ago after they had been closed to stem the spread of the Ebola virus, the government did not allow girls who had become pregnant to return to class or write their exams. Amnesty International says over 10,000 of them were affected. President Ernest Bai Koroma told me at the time that his government would not leave them out completely.
We are already working with our donor partners to get a good number of these girls into some schooling system that will keep them engaged during the period of pregnancy and get them back to school when it's all over.
Rights groups, however, say the girls were abandoned by the state, save for some non-governmental organizations like Development Africa Sierra Leone, which runs a learning center opened exclusively for girls, pregnant and breastfeeding.
I'm inside a learning center. It's called Creating Pathways for Girls. There are dozens of girls inside here who, during the Ebola outbreak, became pregnant and they were shot out of school. Some have had their babies already and the babies are with them here in class.
It means you make your plan in a proper manner, in a very good manner.
The girls juggle between learning and caring for their babies just a few meters away from the classroom. They are taught mathematics, economics, social studies, English language, computer science, psychosocial and Christian counseling. The girls feel hard done by their government but remain fiercely loyal to the country as they routinely recite the national anthem. Bendo Nyuma wants to become a lawyer but now feels left behind and even left out.
When I became pregnant, it was really difficult for me at that time because there was nobody by my side until I gave birth and I have no support to go back to school. Somebody with vision to learn, not allowing her to go to school, it was not an easy thing. They really made us to feel very bad and left out, stigmatized by our fellow students, my friends, my classmates are far ahead of me now. By being part of the center, I know that they are bringing back my future to me. They are telling me that I am somebody. They have given me life again.
Theresa Harding is excited about her newborn baby, but not so about the consequences of her pregnancy. Her hopes are pinned on the Creating Pathways for Girls initiative, which can only do as much.
Well, it was very painful because my parents were mad at me. I didn't have somebody to support me because my boyfriend was not financially strong. I saw my colleagues going to school and I was not able to go to school. I have not gone back because I have nobody to support me. At first, I wasn't focused. I didn't know what to do when I was a dropout. I didn't think about my future, but now they have enlightened me because we have psychosocial counseling. It has contributed me, and I know this program will help me finance my education.
Abu Eskonte runs the project to help these girls realize their dreams. Even though it requires a delicate balancing act for the young mothers to attend classes and provide antenatal care, he is impressed with their newfound determination.
They have demonstrated passion for what they are doing. We have seen some of them go back to school. Most of them have given birth. Unfortunately, some lost their babies because of the poor health conditions. We have seen them more purpose-driven, and it's amazing that we still have people of this category with passion for their lives. Those who want to learn skills, want to help them learn skills. Those who want to do some basic businesses, want to help support them. The goal is get as many to go back to the formal school who are very interested and get them to live out their dreams. Some of them want to become lawyers. Some of them want to become nurses. Some of them want to become pilots. Some want to become journalists if they interest you.
Challenging as the lives of these dozens of girls may be, they are among the lucky ones, as it were. Many others are believed to have been married off to men old enough to be their fathers. and they live in squalid conditions in rural Sierra Leone, where they suffer unnoticed.